Gus. This is the first Chazara share for the spring 09 semester. We began the semester with two shiurim by our Max and Marion Grill Dean, Rabbi Yonah Reis, who used to be known as Rabbi Jonathan Reis, and he gave two shiurim about the topic of Sidur HaGet. These are actually very involved shiurim. He kind of gave a complete overview of Sidur HaGet from his perspective as the director of the Bezin of America for 10 years. He was Mesader Menin Gittin. Obviously, in the time that we have tonight, we won't be able to cover everything that he mentioned in his shiurim, and I refer you to those classes which are online on YU Torah. But Kiyad Hashem HaTova Aleinu, we're going to try to review the Rashi Prakim of what he discussed. The first topic in terms of being Mesader a Get is that you shouldn't do it. The Gemara in Kedushin tells us that a person who doesn't know Betiv, he doesn't know Gittin and Kedushin very well, should not have anything to do with Gittin and Kedushin. Obviously, the only people who should Mesader Gittin are those who A, know the Halacha, B, have a tremendous amount of Yiras Shamayim. The Minhag for many generations is that a person was only Mesader a Get if he would be fasting that day. Again, it's a way of showing that, you know, Sidur HaGet, on the one hand, it's a very, very, very important thing. There's potential mamzeris involved if you get it wrong. On the other hand, your mamish dealing with people's lives, and you really want to help them as much as possible. It's a tremendous tension. It's a very difficult issue. Maseches Gittin is one of those masechtos in Shas that kind of is written out of order. Many people have already pointed out that if we would write Maseches Gittin, we would begin with the last Mishnah. Under what circumstances are you permitted to give a get? And the Mishnah Daf Tzadi tells us, according to Beis Shammai, I'm only allowed to give a get if Motzo Ba Ervas Dover, if you find something wrong with her, she was acting immorally, she was unfaithful. According to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to give a get Afilo Hikdicha Tavshilo, even if she burns the challenge, she burns the food, you're allowed to give a get. And Rabbi Akiva says, "Afilu matza acheres na'a himena, you're allowed to give a get." Rabbi Reis noted that Rav Shlomo Aviner points out in his Sefer Pirkei Ahava that in fact Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Rabbi Akiva are really disagreeing not only about the technical issue as to when it's permitted to give a get, but they're disagreeing about what marriage should be. According to Beis Shammai, the fact that the only thing that enables us to break a marriage is unfaithfulness, that shows that marriage is simply, you know, a commitment to be faithful on both parties. Beis Hillel says, no, a marriage is more than that. A marriage involves also necessary services. Hikdicha tavshilo. She takes care of your needs, you take care of her needs. That's really the goal of a marriage. It's not just that we obligate ourselves to be faithful, it's much more. And Rabbi Akiva says much more than that. Rabbi Akiva says the ideal marriage is that you're never going to find somebody who's not a himena. So the marriage is undermined if you see somebody who's nicer than her, somebody who you consider prettier, someone who you consider more attractive. That itself undermines the entire nature of marriage. And in fact, this machlokes is about what marriage should be. There is a discussion in the first Ba'er Heitev at the beginning of Hilchos Gittin that giving a get is actually considered a mitzvah. Right, that's why it's permitted to give a get, even in the situation that a person is dying and he'll leave over no children. So what's the hatter to give a get just so that you don't give chalitza? Don't give a get and do the mitzvah of chalitza? The answer, says the Ba'er Heitev, is that no, giving a get itself is a mitzvah. Rabbi Zoi, the Achronim asks, so how come we don't recite a bracha on giving a get? So the Ba'er Heitev quotes in the Tshuvas HaRashba that the reason we don't recite a bracha is because at times giving a get is not a mitzvah. If you divorce for the wrong reasons, so then you're not supposed to do that. In those situations, it's not a mitzvah. That's why, because of those situations, we never recite a bracha on giving a get. So what are the grounds upon which I'm allowed to give a get in halacha? The pashtus is that, you know, we should look at that last Mishnah, the Mishnah we just studied, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Rebbe Akiva, and we should pass him like who? Beis Hillel, right? That's what would make sense. Yet when they read Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Yutes Seif Gimel and Eben HaEzer, it's unclear. The Mechaber in Kuf Yutes Seif Gimel tells us, Zak the Mechaber, Lo Yigash Adam Ishta Rishon Ne'elam Kei Motzah Ba Ervas Dovar. That sounds like Beis Shammai. a shver mechaber. More than that, the last line in the mechaber says, Aval shnia, that the second wife, imsneya yishalchen, if you hate her, you could divorce her. That sounds like Rabbi Akiva, right? What's going on here, right? We should pass in like Beis Hillel, yet we see Beis Shammai and Rabbi Akiva, we don't see any Beis Hillel. So this issue actually boils down to a machlokas in the poskim, a machlokas in the mefarshim here in Shulchan Aruch, how to understand that. You see, the Gemara in Gittin was mechalik between Ishto Rishona and Ishto Shnia. Now, about who, right, the Gemara says that, Kol Megash Ishto Rishona, Fem Mizbeach, Morid Olav Dema, Osem Mizbeach cries. Now, this machlokas Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, is that talking about Ishto Rishona, or is that talking about Ishto Shnia? We could suggest, and Rabbi Reis suggested this in the Shir, this is l'chor the pashtus of the Mechaber. The Mechaber is going to tell us that the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, that's only by Ishto Shnia. But for Ishto Rishona, you can only divorce her if it's Ervas Dovar. And that's what it says here in Shulchan Aruch. Ligash Adam es Ishto Rishona, Elam King, you find Ervas Dovar. You mamish have to have unfaithfulness. That's one approach. However, the Achronim seem to learn it a little bit differently. If you look in the Chelkas Mecholkek and the Beis Shmuel, they basically offer approaches that when we say Elam Kei Motzah Ba'Ervas Dover, it doesn't mean that we're really holding like Beis Shammai. Rather, we're using the Lashon of the Pasuk, Kei Motzah Ba'Ervas Dover, and it refers to both Beis Shammai's opinion of Erva Mamish and Beis Hillel's opinion of Hikdicha Tavshilo. Moreover, at the end of the Se'if, where we say, Shnia imsnei shalchen, the second wife, if you hate her, you could send her away. That sounds like Rebbe Akiva. No, it doesn't mean Rebbe Akiva. They say something to the effect of, you know, why would you hate your wife? The only reason that a person can hate his wife is because she burned the chalent. What other reason could there possibly be?
Erev Astava,
okay, Kol Shekein. But it can't be. It's inconceivable. Right? It's inconceivable that it would just be because you found a nicer wife than her, you found someone who's more attractive. And that is one mahalach. Now, the Beis Shmuel, however, likes the approach kind of the opposite way. The Beis Shmuel wants to say that if the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is about Zivug Rishon, so then it could be that by Zivug Sheni, everybody's masking to Rebbe Akiva. Right? We originally suggested the opposite direction, that the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is about Zivug Sheni, and by Zivug Rishon all would hold like Beis Shammai that you need Ervas Dovar. The Beis Shmuel wants to say it the opposite way. The Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is about Zivug Rishon, but by Zivug Sheni everybody holds that Motzah Acheres Nai Hemena is proper grounds for divorce. Fine. It says in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam tells us,
And then the Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai is only Zivug Rishon.
Right. Only Zivug Rishon.
Which still is the opposite of almost.
No, well, then you still have to reinterpret the Shulchan Aruch. When Shulchan says Ervas Dover, it's Lav Dafgan, he means the Lashon HaPasuk. Right? In other words, everything that we said until now could still be true, but it's just a flip. The Rama tells us that this din, that you need grounds for divorce, is dafka be yemehem shahayu megarshim baal karcha. Avon megarshim midaito mutter. Right? Bizman is that we have the chirim to Rabbi Nugershom. Of course, the Mechaber never quotes chirim to Rabbi Nugershom. It's only quoted by the Ramah, by Ashkenazim. So if we're megarish midaito, then it's permitted. That's what the Ramah says. Interesting. The Pizchei Tshuva quotes in the Beis Meir that, yeah, it's technically mutter if you megarish midaito for any grounds whatsoever, even Matzah Ches Na'yemena, the Ein Ro'i Lasos Kein. You shouldn't do that. That's what the Pizchei Tshuva quotes. However, if she is Tova'as Aget, let's say she really wants to get divorced, right? You could be very, very firm on her account, no? You could say, well, it says in Pizchei Tshuva, never divorce her. And even if she wants to be divorced because I'm a dog of a guy, right? Still, I can't. No. If she divorces, if she wants to a divorce, she's tova'as, so then you have to divorce her. Igris Moshe has a tshuva, Reb Moshe writes, that in a situation that it's clear to the Bezdin that this couple just can't get along they've been separated for a year and a half. That was the case over there. Bezdin for many years has been trying to make shalom b'neihem v'lo hitzlichu. So then there's an obligation for them to divorce. And no one party, neither the husband or the wife, no one is permitted to refuse. Right? It's clear that you don't belong together, you're incompatible. Sometimes you have to wish a couple mazel tov on a get. Right? It's not good, mazel tov. They really, right? It's better for all parties involved to be divorced in that situation. Now, there is one issue that comes up that involves a lot of sensitivity mitzad rabbanim, and it's a very difficult shayla. Difficult shayla. It comes up like this. The Gemara in the Dharma, Daf Chuf, tells us that there are people who are called b'nei teisha amidos. There are children, b'nei anusa, right? B'nei sinas halev, b'nei gerushas halev. These children are known to have bad midos. Bad types of children emerge. One of the examples in the Gemara is b'nei gerushas halev, which means that you're not allowed to be with your wife once it's nasan ein of legarsha. And that's clear in the Gemara. That's paskind in Shulchan Aruch, lo tia yosheves tachto v'misham shaso v'daito legarsha. She shouldn't be under you, being mishamesh you v'daito legarsha, when you want to divorce her. And we darshan this out from pasuk, from psukim, he yosheves l'betach itach, and you shouldn't do that. Now, the Chelkas Mechokek understands that this is true only if, A, you don't tell her that you want to divorce her, but if you disclose your intentions, right, it's also to be with your wife, Zak the Chelkas Mechokek, if she thinks that she's in a happy marriage, she doesn't know that you want to divorce her, then it's also for you to be with her. Then it's also for you to live with her. It's also to be together. But if you disclose your intentions, then it's permitted. That's one chiddush of the Chelkas Mechokek. Chiddush number two of the Chelkas Mechokek is that we say that's usur for you to be with her. That means Tashmish Hamita alone is usur. But you're allowed to continue to live together, and she can pour milk into your Cheerios in the morning, and you can pour milk into her Cheerios in the morning, whatever it is. Right? That's perfectly fine. It's only usur to sleep together. The Pri Chodesh disagrees with the Chelkas Mechokek. Pri Chodesh says, and the Beis Shmuel kind of hems and haws about this issue, it's unclear what he holds, but the Pri Chodesh says that it's usur to live together even if you're not going to be sleeping with her. Now, this is a very complicated issue that Rabbanim have to deal with. Right? Sometimes couples fight. The Rav gets a shayla. You know, Rabbi, my wife and I had a fight, am I allowed to be with her? But what does that mean? Right, what type of fight? You can definitely divorce her, not definitely divorce her? What are the chances? Have you gone to marriage counseling? Have you not gone to marriage counseling? Very, very complicated shilohs, and Rabbonim have to know how to handle these issues with tremendous sensitivity, because it's really not pashut. Moreover, there's a big kula here. On the side of the Shulchan Aruch and the Chochma Shlomo, if Shlomo Kluger tells us like this, he says that this din, that it's usher to be with her once it's nasan ein of a garsha, that's only true bizmanehem, that they could divorce bal karcha. But bizman hazeh, after chayim of Rabbi Nagershom, that is forbidden to divorce bal karcha, zot, if Shlomo Kluger, once it's forbidden to divorce bal karcha, so almost paradoxically, you're allowed to remain together. His cheshbon is something to this effect. If it's permitted to divorce bal karcha, so just divorce her. Right? That's it. But once it's forbidden to divorce bal karcha, so then the husband can't get out of this situation. Elamai, what's the option? Not to sleep with his wife? To be in a marriage and not to sleep with her? It's not going to happen. He's going to come lidei isurim. First of all, he's not going to be mekayim his mitzvah of ona. Technically, you have a mitzvah of ona still. And it's ona, not ona'a. Some people pronounce it wrong. Terrible mistake. Don't pronounce it wrong. Right? So, Reb Shlomo Kluger, and the Chochma Shlomo says, what emerges is that bizman hazeh, you're allowed to be with her even though it's nasan einav legarsha. And that's a good thing for Rabbonim to have up their sleeves to know. Fine.
Now those two sort of go together with the fact that, like the Chokhmah Mechokhmah says, you don't make your intentions known.
And once you disclose your intentions,
once you say, you know, this is what I'm considering, or I'm having this problem, then presumably both the issue of whether or not you have all the power to divorce your wife, she's part of that discussion already. And then if you're saying that you want to work it out, so then that's on the table also. Either you're trying to work it out or you're not.
Perhaps. I mean, right. In other words, what you're saying is that you have another kula here. You don't necessarily have to come out of the Chokhmah Shlomo's kula that Bizman said the Hodin doesn't apply, right? Because you have the Chokas Mechokik, that once you disclose your intentions, the din doesn't apply also. And if the couple is open with each other and they're saying, listen, you know, we're having difficulty and, you know, we're considering divorce, and it's mutter to be together.
Right. In other words, as long as both of you are on the considering or
which,
not...
by the way, is the klal gadol, I think, in marriage in general, that openness is really essential.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Right? It's it, right?
Amen.
You have to be open. That's the yisod. Fine. Now, at what point in the process should a couple get divorced? We know they are incompatible, right? He's from Venus, she's from Mars, Flatbush, Borough Park. Pick your dating book. It didn't work. Okay, they are clearly incompatible. So do we assume that, listen, get divorced right away and you'll deal with whatever monetary issues come up, you'll deal with them later on? Why do we say no? You're supposed to first handle all the monetary issues, and then the get is supposed to be the makeh b'patish, like the lashon hapasik, sefer krisos. The get is what finally cuts them off after all other issues have been resolved. That is the question. Now, in the seder haget, which is in the back of Evan Ha'ezer Simon Kuf Nun Dalet, after the regular dinim of gittin, they go through the seder haget. In the Seder HaGet Os Pei Aleph, the Ramah quotes from the Maharimins that at the get, the Rav tells the woman, listen, we want you to be Moichel your Ksuba. Why? Because if the wife will demand the Ksuba after the get is given, that leaves the husband some opening where you could say, Adaita Dohachi Lo Girsha, had I known that I'd have to pay your Ksuba, I would never have divorced her. Had I known that there were these financial tainas, she still had tefillahs on me, I never would have divorced her. And that would cast some doubt on the get. Technically speaking, it wouldn't invalidate the get. No one's going to say it would invalidate the get. But just the perception, the fact that it's going to cast some doubt on the get, that itself is reason enough that she has to be mochel her ksuba before the get is given.
Or presumably declaring that she will be toveya, it would work the same way.
Okay, so to say that I will be Toveya afterwards, so that creates other issues, because it also says in Gemaras and Ksubis that after a husband and a wife get divorced, it's Paskin at the end of Simon Kufu Tess and Evan Ezer, they're not supposed to be together. In other words, they are not supposed to see each other at all.
Right.
They are not supposed to live in the same neighborhood.
So
now,
Kuba
technically,
exist.
Technically, you could arrange a situation that they'll disclose, listen, I'm going to taina that you owe me money. I'll take you to court. I'll summon you to court for the money. But I'm not going to see you. You'll deal with my lawyer. Right? And very often this is actually what happens because they don't want to see each other again.
Mm-hmm.
You'll deal with my lawyer. And that technically should be okay. So maybe there are ways around it in that sort of way. But in Shulchan Aruch, we're very worried about them seeing each other. It says if she has a chov, is she allowed to send a shaliach to demand the chov? Is she allowed to demand it herself? Right? It's not partial to
But otherwise, there's no such thing as a ksuba. If you can't, if after there's a divorce, whether or not you're allowed to
There is a ksuba in the case
of... You can't demand it, ever.
There is ksuba in the case of death. You're right. She has a right not to be mochel ksuba and the chanami. You're making a very good point. But they aren't supposed to appear together. She's not supposed to appear in front of him to demand the ksuba. Fine. So what do we do, Bizman Hazeh? So Reb Moshe Feinstein says that after the get, there should be no tainas. In other words, that you're supposed to have the civil divorce before the religious divorce and solve all monetary issues beforehand. That's Reb Moshe's psak. There is a tshuva in the Mishnah Halachos, Reb Menashe Klein, and there's a tshuva written to Harav Alman, the Rav of the young Israel of... Flatbush? What? So Rabbi Alman wanted to argue that maybe it would be better, Mishum Iguna, it makes sense, now it would be better. At the beginning of the process, sometimes as the process draws on, the couple becomes more entrenched in their positions, they hate each other more, and they begin to try to extort from each other. Right at the beginning, you can maybe get a get. The animus isn't as great, but as the divorce proceedings continue and they've become more entrenched, so then he won't want to give her a get at all. So Rabbi Alman argued that maybe we should give a get right at the beginning. And Rabbi Menashe Klein said, no, sir. No, sir, you can't do that. Seder HaGet, Os Pei Aleph, all them, of course, that we've been discussing until now. What's interesting is that Rabbi Jachter has a mimer, which is in this this kuntres. It's quite a long kuntres that Rabbi Ries gave out. And in this packet, in Rabbi Jachter's article, he notes that Rav Henkin used to be misadder to get right away. That was his practice. And actually, Rav Henkin says that you should be misadder to get before the civil divorce because of these concerns for Iguna. And if I'm not mistaken, this is actually what most of the Bati did in our community do today. They ask about whether there's a civil divorce and whether there's a commitment to go for a civil divorce, things like that, but they will be Masadar Gittin even before the civil divorce. Ah, you're going to argue it's not krisus? Yeah, but we want to get the get right away. L'maisa halachically, it's a perfectly fine get. Now, what exactly goes on at Seder HaGet? So we have a whole process. Rabbi Ries wrote it up. The Bezdin's process, actually this Bezdin's procedure for Seder HaGet was written, my father used to direct the Bezdin of America before Rabbi Ries. He told me that the English translation of the Seder HaGet was written by Rav Binyamin Bach, Zichreinu Levracha, who was the Rav in Shomrei Amuna in Baltimore. He's Rabbi David Gottlieb's predecessor, before Rabbi Weinreb. He was the director of the Bezdin of America. He wrote the Seder HaGet in English that the Bezdin uses. In the Rabbi Ries packet is page 25 to 31. You can follow along very quickly. We do Hataras Nedarim, we do Bitul Moda'os, we're Makna the Klei Haksiva to the husband. The husband is Mitzava the Sofer, he's Mitzava the Edim, that they should write the get on his the Sofer should write the get on his behalf, and the Edim should sign the get on his behalf. There is Bitul Moda'os of the woman as well. We do another Bitul Modos B'Shas Mesiras HaGet. In addition to Bitul Modos B'Shas Ksivas HaGet, we do a Bitul Modos B'Shas Mesir. Bitul Modos is that you say that I hereby declare that anyone who will cast any doubt on this get is a liar. That's basically what a Bitul Modos is. Rabbi Jackton, his article notes that the practice of most Batei Dinim is that they do not do a second Bitul Moda'a B'Shas Mesiras HaGet, but it actually is in the RCA Bezdin's protocols. Now, the issue that really comes up, the halachic issue over here, is the Schar HaSofer. Who is supposed to pay for the Sofer? Now, who is supposed to pay? The Gemara tells us that Me'ikar Hadin, it's supposed to be the husband pays. But the Gemara Baba Basra writes that they made a takana that the Isha could pay as well. And based on procedures of Hefker Bezdin, that makes a ki'ilu the husband pay. Let's take the makna, the money, to the husband. Now, there's a discussion in the Achrayim about whether the hakna'a is, we'll talk about that in a second. The Toras Gittin, the Pisrei Tshuva, in Simon Kufchav, Sifkat and Beis, quotes in the Toras Gittin that the Schar HaSofer has to be paid either by the Baal or by the Isha. But if the Schar HaSofer is paid by anybody else, if a third party decides to pay the Schar HaSofer, the get is betalin, vutalin, lo yun cholin, klal uklal. It's nothing. It's not a get at all. Interestingly, the Pisrei Tshuva doesn't quote anyone who disagrees with this idea, but the Minchas Yitzchak in Chelak Al Simen Mem Beis says that we are not machmir for this Toras Gittin. He quotes that the Tzemach Tzedek disagrees. This is actually a big issue, because very often in a Bezdin proceeding, one of the people, or both, let's say they're poor people, you want them to give a get, they're poor people, they can't afford it. So what happens? Someone else pays. According to Torah's get, and the get is possible. What are we sumich on? Obviously we sumich on the Minchas Yitzchak, who quotes the Tzemach Tzedek. Now, this idea that we are makna the clay haksiva to the husband, that means the klaf and the dio, the sefer is makna it to the husband. The Ramah adds that even the kolmos, even the pen, we are makna to the husband, and we do different kinyanim on, we do kinyanim on these things, gevaldik. The Ramban holds that the hakna'a is not ma'akev. If they forgot to be makna to the husband, it still is going to be kosher. His raya is from a case of mishaya mushlach bebor. The case that there's a guy who's in the pit and he says, kisu get l'ishti. Obviously, they're not being makna him the klaf and the dio, but still the get is going to be good. The Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says, no, the hakana to the bow is ma mishla ikuva. The Ramah says, aye, what about the case of mishaya mushlach bebor? Zok the Ramah, no. That case is a super duper shaliach. That's a shaliach who is not only going to write the get, he's also going to be nosing the get. In that case, the shaliach is mamish like the husband, and then you don't have to be makna it to the baal. But in a situation that the sofer writes the get for the baal, and then the baal delivers the get to the isha, in that situation, so then the hakna'a is l'ikuva. That's the position of the Ramah. Fine. Now, next issue that comes up in terms of Seder HaGet is there a requirement to have a Beis Din present when we are Masadar Get? Yeah, question?
I had a question about the Hefker Beis Din Hefker.
Yeah.
You said that that's the process through which we give
the... Even though the Isha, the Baal, is supposed to pay.
So which Hefker, kind of Hefker Beis Din Hefker is that? The Baal... They make it hefker after the woman donates it to the cause, and then, or
the
from
woman,
the woman's property, and then the husband takes it, or they give it to the husband.
I don't think they physically give it, but they kind of count it on his ledger.
Well, I mean, hefker beis din hefker, either be removing it from somebody,
yeah,
or giving,
right,
it to somebody.
So I knew where you were heading with this question. It sounds more like it is a hakna'ah. It's not just a siluk.
So if that's true, then why is it a problem if you have anybody pay for it, including...
Right, so that's one
party.
Of the issues that the Minchas Yitzchak raises in his tshuva. He says, in logic, we don't really understand why the Torah's Gittin makes any sense. And why does it make, why does
that,
it make sense? So what if somebody else paid? We have the right to... So one could argue that, no, it's a special takana the Chazal made, that Matovas Isha, we allowed the woman to pay, but they didn't want to do this Hefker Beis Din in any other case. Right. It could be. It's a little bit difficult, but perhaps.
I mean, the Gemara only says
is it hard
the
to
Gemara only
around,
said the woman.
Right. Is it hard to get around that by giving it to the woman first?
Giving it to the woman?
In other words, anybody could pay for it in this.
Practically, you want to give a get, and then neither of them have money.
It would be cumbersome, but it could be.
Bezdin
could take $50 out of their bank account, give it to the woman, or give it to the husband, and say, here, pay the cipher.
Or have the woman present at the proceedings and be mocked into her first.
Beis Din could technically be done, but I don't think it is done. Now, do we need a Beis Din Misadar Get at all? Huge discussion. Famous no debate says nowhere in Shulchan Aruch that you need a Beis Din to be a Misadar Get. Doesn't say it. No, the Yehuda famously argues, based on the Rashi in the first half of Sanhedrin, that Rashi says, "Kod tikkun rabbanan ke'endai raisa," that the ke'endai raisa of a Beis Din is that a get requires a Beis Din. So no, the Yehuda assumes that you really require a Beis Din for Seder HaGet. One second, you require a Beis Din for Seder HaGet. We know that anything that requires a Beis Din can't be done at night. It says in Shulchan Aruch we're not supposed to be Misadar Getting at night. But b'diyev, if you Masadar Get at night, it works. If you really require your Beis Din, so how could it work if it's done at night? So Nodi Yehuda himself addresses this question. Actually, if you look, the whole discussion over here is written beautifully in the Pisrei HaTshuva and Seder HaGet, Sivkat and Ches. The Nodi Yehuda answers, he says, no, maybe Seder HaGet is considered Gemara Din. The Gemara says that Tchilas Din can't be done at night. But Gemara Din, you are allowed to be done, is allowed to be done at night. So say that again. It might be like Maradin. It can be done at night. Or perhaps, since Bidiyevin, a din Torah that works at night, is good enough. So here also it says in Shulchan, don't do it during the day. Bidiyevin, it's going to be good. Just like regular Tinei Mominis. Ad kan divrei Hanoda Bihuda. Others point out that the requirement to have a Bez Din at a get is based on Targum Yonason Ben Uziel on Chumash. Right? Targum Yonason says on the Pasuk, because of law, Sefer Christus V'Nosan B'Yoda, because of law, Kamei Beidina. Whoa. Often, the Feirish in the Targum Yonason, that you have to have a Bez Din at the Siddur HaGet. Most poskim reject the Nod Rehuda and assume that you technically don't require a Bez Din. Even Nod Rehuda didn't say it as far as Laila. The case of Nod Rehuda was about a Rav who was Mesader a get, and on his Bez Din was the Rav and his son-in-law. So Nod Rehuda says that get is Bato Mavuto because Nimsa Echa Karvo Paso, since the Rav and his son-in-law were both the Dayanim, so the whole get is no good. Many disagree with the Nod Rehuda. They say it doesn't say anywhere in Shas that you need a Bezin to be Masadar a get. Aye, Targum Yonason says it. Targum Yonason. First of all, Gemara Megillah says there's no Targum Yonason in the Torah. Right? It's called Pseudo Jonathan for a reason. Second of all, Lamaisa, Targum Yonason versus the Gemara, of course, will pass like the Gemara. Of course, we'll pass like the Gemara. It's not much of a question. However, the Chassam Sofer, quote, that there is a need to have a Bez Din at the questions that we ask. You see, we go through all of these elaborate questions we're Masadar get. Right? We ask the husband questions, we ask the wife questions, we ask the Adam questions, right? It's amazing. Yanko Lichter, the cipher of the get, he could spit him off in 15 seconds. Gvaldik, right? The guy's amazing. The fastest Siddur HaGet ever. Now, we ask a million questions. Zot the Chassam Sofer, these questions that we are asking actually have the halachic significance of being Kabbalas Eidos. So therefore, you really need a Bez Din, because it would be Mekabo Eidos. Is this the husband? Is this the wife? We're asking people, you know each other? Oh, right? Kabbalas Eidos requires a Bez Din. Moreover, our practice, Bizman Hazeh, based on the Gemara and Bava Basra, is that we do not actually keep the get intact. After the get is given, we do a Kra Bez Din, we rip it, chesi, ve'eruv, we make like an X on it, the Bez Din keeps it on file, but we write a p'tur to the Isha, a document that says that we affirm that you are divorced. That p'tur is a shtar ma'isa Bez Din. You need a Bez Din to write the p'tur. So the Chassam Sofer says, technically, you need a Bez Din for those two reasons. It happens that the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees with reason one of the Chassam Sofer. The Aruch HaShulchan, the Seder HaGet Ostalid, says that we do not consider the questions that we ask the husband and the wife and the Eidim. These questions are not Kabbalas Eidos. These questions are just Birur HaInyan, and it's regular She'elos and Evan HaEzer. So therefore, you don't need a real Bez Din. That's the Aruch HaShulchan's approach. Fine. Lamaisa, what do we do?
For the second reason, then?
The second reason, it sounds like you would need a Bez Din, but that doesn't have to be a Bez Din at the time of the get, right? I could bring three guys in after, and then write that we, the Bez Din, affirm that this one was divorced. Technically, you could do that. Now, of course, there are times that absolutely you need a Bez Din. For Seder HaGet. First of all, if the get is an Ayidei Sholiyah, right? So you have to say B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam. So you need a Bez Din. The Gemara assumes, since it's Dindar Rabbanon, so we'll assume Sholiyah Nasa Eid, right? You can have two people. A get Ayidei Isui, obviously if you're forcing the person to give a get, right? Kfiya requires Bez Din. So there are times that you certainly require a Bez Din. Lamaisa, do you need a Bez Din at Seder HaGet? Reb Gedalia Felder, in his Sefer, which is Gevaldik, in his Sefer on Gittin, so Rav Felder says that, you know, the minhag in all places is that you need a Bez Din. That's what's always done. It's a Beferish Gemara that says, Otto kol megarish beveidina megarish, Gemara Sof Baba Bas, and Gemara Erechon and Daflav Gimel says, does everyone who's megarish do it in Bez Din? So Rav Felder, you have to read the fine print on the side of the Gemara. They have Rabbeinu Gershom's commentaries printed. I think the scholars point out that's not really Rabbeinu Gershom. He's really the Perish of Chachmei Begensa that we just called Rabbeinu Gershom. But that's for other shiurim to discuss. So Rabbeinu Gershom, on the side of the Gemara, has a different gersa. His gersa is Atu Kol Megareif, but Beidin Rabba Kol Megareif. In other words, that you need a bezin, you just don't need a great bezin. And based on that, Rabbeinu Gershom has like a slightly different take on the entire Gemara. The minhag of roast places is that we are mesada gitin only with a bezdin. Rabbi Jachter, in his article on page 17, points out in Eretz Yisrael they're much more makbid on this than they are in Chutz La'aretz. In Chutz La'aretz, there are places that will be mesada get without a real bezdin present. In other words, that the sofer himself will be the mesada haget, in which case we don't really usually have a bezdin between the sofer and the two edim. Right, or the Masadar Haget and the two Aden, usually we have a Bezdin like that, but if you're double dipping, right, so then if the Masadar is one of the Aden or the Sofer is himself the Masadar, saying you might not have a Bezdin. This is common in America. Yankel Lichter himself is Masadar, most of the Gitin. He's really the one who knows how to be Masadar Gitin. The Mais and the RCA Bezdin, as much as they officially try to have Rabbi Zilberman now before and Rabbi Reese, the Mais and Yankel Lichter is the Mumchan Masidar Haget. He's the one who does it. Everybody else got Shemosh and Yanko Lichter. That's basically the way it works. In Eretz Yisrael, they are more makid to have a bezdin, but Rabbi Jachter says that he himself saw that the Tzitz Eliezer and Masada too getting by himself without a bezdin being present. Fine. Let's go on to a few other topics in the time that remains. Tzivoy HaBa'al, right? So the husband has to say Shimuna Yaakov Elimelech. What's his name again? Okay. Shimuna, I think it's Yaakov Elimelech. Whoever the cipher, you say, listen up, write a get for my wife, so and so, etc. That's the right. Yaakov Elimelech Yitzchak ben Shlomo Eliyahu. Right, that's what Yankel Lichter. So you tell the cipher, write the get, that you should write it l'shmo u'l'shmo l'shem gerishin. Now, why do I need Tzivoy HaBa'al? The Beishmo, the Vinyas Simon Kufchav points out that this seems to be a machlokes. It's a steer and tice, it's a machlokes aposkim. Is Tzivoy HaBa'al a requirement of l'shmo? That's impossible to write a get l'shmo until the husband instructed the sofer to write the get. Or we could say a little bit differently, that Tzivoy HaBa'al is not a din of l'shmo, it's a din of shlichus. There's actually a Taisvis Yeshanim, interestingly, of all places, in Maseches Erevin, that deals with this issue. Rebbe Chanan Wasserman points it out in the Kobetz Aros, whether it's a question of Shalichos or a question of Lishma. The Beis Shmuel quote that L'chaorah is impossible, that's a din of Shalichos, because the Gemara tells us that you could write a get with a Cher Shreit of a Kut and Begoda Omer Agavav. Now, Cher Shreit of a Kut are not B'nai Shalichos. So obviously that shows that the Tzivoy HaBa'al is not a din really of formal shlichus. Okay, be it as it may, that's a din of Tzivoy HaBa'al. Now, there's a large discussion in Tzivoy HaBa'al in terms of how direct the Tzivoy has to be. The Gemara discusses Omer Imru. If I tell you to tell Yaakov Elimelech Yitzchak ben Shlomo Eliyahu to write a get, that's not going to be good. That's Omer Imru, right? Now, what is the lumdus of this din Omer Imru? It's a big machlokas harishonim. Is the din of Omer Imru a way of saying that I need direct communication? That the Baal has to go over to the sofer and instruct him directly, you do this for me? Is that the pshat in Omer Imru? Need direct communication? Right? Or maybe Omer Imru is just a psul if it goes through someone else. If I tell you to tell him, can I tell the cipher shalom b'fanov? I'm standing in. We're getting in a minute. I'm standing here, and the cipher is in shnipasha, right? And I say Yaakov Elimelech Yitzchak and Shlom Eliyahu ready to get. I'm here. He's there. Is that good? It's a direct zivoy to him, but he's not listening to me. I have two aiden here who hear me say it. The Ran is machshir in that case. Other Rishonim, the Ramban, disagrees with the Ran. That's one big issue in Tzivoy HaBa'al. The other issue that comes up in Tzivoy HaBa'al is a contradiction in Gemara. On the one hand, the Gemara says Now, if you have a person who's a shayla, if he is a cheresh or not, so we do the questioning, and he shakes his head, hirkin berosho is good. On the other hand, the Gemara sounds like it says that ksav is no good. What's going on here? What?
One is that you ask him, and one is that he...
So in one case, right. I ask him, and that we assume asking is going to be a good type of tzivay habal. Right? On the other hand, the Gemara says that if I... It has to be ad shiyishmu ula sofer ksov ula edim chasom. And kol comes la afuke, the Gemara says, a cheresh who's yachol ladabe mitoch haksav is no good. A cheresh cannot write. So how come I can't write it, but I am allowed to shake my head? Right? L'chora, if I can't write it, that means I have to verbally direct. But shaking my head isn't verbally directing. What's going on here? So the Rishonim split on this. And there's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch as well. The Ramban famously says, you know what? The din is just a cheresh. A cheresh is not allowed to write the tzivay habal. But if you're not a cheresh, if you're a pikeach, then you are allowed to write the tzivay habal. That's the sheet of the Ramban. The Ramban should not be relied on unless it is a shas ad chak gadol. We do not allow you to just write down the authorization to the sefer to write the get. But what we do, and the Pisrei Tshuva quotes in the Tshuva, the Maharam Brisk, what we do is the following. We combine this Ramban with the Ran. In other words, let's say you have a husband who's very, very far away. He lives in Tulsa. There's no cipher to write a get in Tulsa. What you could do is you could have a written authorization, which works according to the Ramban, because the husband is a pikeach, combined with a verbal authorization, shelo b'funav, and that we will do. That is the famous kisvu utnuz that they do all the time in Batei Dinim. To his credit, Reb Nota Greenblatt is very machmir. He tries not to do kisvu utnuz. He's going to fly out to millions of places to try to be mesader get b'fnei habal mamish. But most Batei Dinim do kisvu utnuz. Not only do they do kisvu utnuz, but the kisvu utnuz is not actually written by the Baal. There's a standard form, which is in this packet on page 61, a standard kitvu utnu form, right? And it's only signed by the husband. And we assume that by affixing his signature at the end of the shtar, that is ki'ilu, he wrote the entire shtar, and that is the tzivui. Now, in certain cases, we even do the tzivui shelo b'fanav, right, ayideya telephone. Which is actually a better type of situation. It's better than the Maharam Brisk, because the Baal is speaking directly to the sofer. You don't have to rely on the Ran even. You don't have to say, well, he's over here, there are two Edom saying that he was mitzvah the sofer, right? We could have the Baal directly be mitzvah the sofer, but over the telephone. The only issue that you have to work out in these cases is how do you know it's the Baal? So we have ways. You ask lots and lots of questions, right? So that you find out who it is. So that's what Rav Meir Schechter famously argued. It's printed by Rav Schechter in the back of the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, in the Kuntras Tzion LeNefesh Chaya. Rav Melech argued about doing a Tzivoy Haba, I did a telephone. Rabbi Jachter updated this, and Rav Zalman Nechemi was masking to Rabbi Jachter about doing a Tzivoy Haba, I did a video conference. I don't think this has ever been done l'maisa, but it exists in the theoretical world of halacha. Okay. There is a little bit more to be said just about the shlichus angle, but the time is like, maybe we'll pick up, there's 5 more minutes about shlichus, maybe next time we learn, we'll pick up from there. Okay? So thank you all for coming, and we should go on Davamayev.
Thank you. Thank you.